Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Amber and Nigel presents is...
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yeah. Is this anything?
All right, let's rock and roll.
All right, Guy Relford's filling in for Hammer. I'm going to give a few of these to you. Hammer usually does them for me, but I'm going to hit you with a few of them, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, so the House overwhelmingly voted to increase the debt limit. It's called the Fiscal Responsibility Act. Seven of Indiana's nine House delegates voted in favor of the bill. Only one Hoosier lawmaker voted against it. That was Victoria Spartz, Representative Spartz in the 5th. Jim Banks had said he wasn't going to vote for it. Congressman Banks, who's going to be running for senator here soon, he did not cast a vote at all. He's listed as not voting on the official record. Is this anything?
It is something for me. And look, I like Jim Banks, and I think he's been a solid congressman for Indiana. That having been said, I'm disappointed in this. You know, his spokesperson came out, and I just looked up the article and explained his non-vote. It wasn't a no vote. It was a non-vote. It wasn't up or down. And it came out and said, the vote closed as the congressman was walking onto the floor.
Really? He was late?
He was apparently just late. He registered his no vote with the House clerk. And made it clear he was opposed to raising the debt limit.
Yeah, he was all over radio yesterday.
Yeah.
So you say he walking in, as maybe he was in the can or something.
Yeah, I mean, what, yeah, take a phone call? I mean, come on, it's a vote on the floor. And like I said, having said all that, I like Jim Banks, but that's disappointing to me. And what I hope it's not is, like, on things like this, look, no one wanted to be responsible for the U.S. defaulting on its debt, right? Everybody said, oh, that would have global catastrophic economic consequences.
Yeah.
And okay, I understand. So nobody wants to be responsible for no deal and therefore a default, but everybody wants to talk about voting against it, but then they're not willing to do it. And so what you do, perhaps, to avoid accountability, you just don't vote at all. And I'm not saying that's what happened here. It just could have been a legitimate.
No, it must have been a mistake because he was all over. He was on Tony Katz's show saying, yeah, no, I'm not voting for this thing.
Yeah, it didn't change the outcome. You know, if it would have been, you know, something that that swayed the outcome, then we could be a lot more upset. But it's disappointing to me because, come on, what did we send you to Washington to do?
Vote.
Vote.
I do think it's funny, though, how Schumer and Biden caved. I mean, I think Kevin McCarthy kind of caved. I think there's more that they could have gotten out of that because they backed into a corner, man.
But, let me ask you that question, though. Who do you think caved more, Democrats or Republicans?
Well, I'm saying probably Republicans.
Yeah.
Because
they
had him over a barrel.
They did.
And the thing I loved about it is that all up until these negotiations started happening, I'm going to play you a montage clip of Karine Jean-Pierre, Biden, Clyburn, Jayapal, Schumer, all saying there would be no negotiations with Republicans.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen.
We are not going to negotiate over the debt limit.
Mayor McCarthy, but not on whether or not the debt limit gets extended.
It will be dead on arrival.
We're going to win this fight, and it's going to be a clean debt seal.
I think there would be a huge backlash from our entire House Democratic, you know, caucus, certainly the progressives.
We will not negotiate. Suspend the debt limit without condition. We will not be be doing any negotiation over the debt ceiling. There will not be any negotiation.
And lo and behold, there are negotiations now. They're singing quite a different tune, and I want you to listen to Hakeem Jeffries at the end here.
If you want to try to make it look like I made some compromise in the debt ceiling, and I didn't. I made a compromise on the budget.
That's what they wanted, is you to make a compromise on the budget, and that's what you've done, even though you haven't gone as far as they wanted. Isn't that right?
Sure, yeah. Well,
with this deal, is this an admission by the president that maybe the government spent too much money over the past 2 years?
The president said from the beginning that he would negotiate with Republicans.
Do you have regrets that your party did not raise the debt ceiling when it was in the majority?
It's not.
That was Hakeem Jeffries there at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Politics. All right. This exact same thing happened in the exact same location last month in Hawaii. A tourist following her GPS directions guy drove her car into the ocean. This time the driver was rescued by a fisherman in a nearby boat. Here is the audio here.
Okay, we're at Honokoha Harbor, and this lady just drove into the boat ramp.
Just who cares? Leave them on. Let's go.
Yeah, they just, you gotta leave the car.
Get out of there now.
It's gonna start taking on water right now.
Hurry, it's going under. Hurry up and get out. Hurry up and come my way. Hurry up. Swim. Hurry up and come over here. That's a float. You can use it as a float. Put it under you. Give me your hand. Watch what you're stepping, okay?
Here, let's get you up on the dock.
Get up in here.
Come here with me.
I have a lot of questions for you.
What a way to end a day, huh?
Guy, hold on. Before you comment on that, play it again, Allison. Just play the beginning. He's like, just turn it off. Just leave it alone or something like that. Listen to what he said.
Okay, we're at Honokoha Harbor, and this lady just drove into the boat ramp.
Just who cares? Leave them on.
Here, okay. Just who cares? Leave it. She was trying to turn her windshield wipers off.
Yeah.
While sinking into the ocean. That guy goes, who cares? Just leave them on. Is this anything?
Well, it's something because it's the exact same thing that happened in the exact same location already previously.
Yeah.
So that tells me something screwed up with GPS in this area.
But wouldn't you think if you're driving a car and the car tells you to turn right and you turn right, but there's
an ocean.
Here, we have the great moments in tourists driving their car in the ocean history. This happened last month.
Pretty sure that wasn't supposed to happen. It's sinking. Hurry, guys. Hurry.
It's puddled.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's out.
Yeah.
But now, do you know what the Hoosier equivalent of this is? I mean, we have the perfect analog right here in downtown Indy, which is someone following their GPS drove their car onto the canal.
When it was iced over?
In the middle of White River State Park.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well,
I remember.
And actually, that's a little more excusable to me because, you know, when it's snowy and icy out, a frozen canal. You know,
sure.
It's got sidewalks on either side, kind of look like a road. The ocean, though, how do you miss the fact that it's the ocean?
All right, Bruce Springsteen pulled a Biden and tripped going up some stairs on stage in Amsterdam Saturday. He fell face first, holding his guitar and a wireless mic, rolled back over, and his crew members helped him up. Then Bruce joked that the show was over. Listen to this. Helped him back up.
Good night, everybody.
Say good night, everybody.
Wait a minute, that wasn't a Fetterman debate.
Hello. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
So, all right, we'll make this. You know, Bruce Springsteen and Joe Biden falling down, falling on their face in front of huge crowds. Is this anything?
Well, the only reason this is something is because of what you said right at the beginning of this, which is another part of American culture. That has now changed is that we now have a term, pulling a Biden. And that's exactly what you said. And you know, that can be interpreted a whole bunch of different ways. Like, you know, turning around to shake hands to someone who's not there.
Yeah, shaking hands in the air.
You know, getting lost in the six steps you need to make it off a stage. But just stumbling and falling flat, going up, down, or, you know, parallel.
Sure.
I mean, you know, on even surfaces like you did at the Air Force Academy today. Now we have the term of pulling a Biden. So we've changed American culture. That's definitely something.